Welcome, everybody, to the Napoleon Hill Institute training. Blessed to be a part as chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute and loving the opportunity to share the wisdom from the 1930s of Napoleon Hill and understanding how to be intentional to not only do, say, think, feel, but believe all that you can be. One of the key commonalities of all successful people. I want to remind everyone, if they would like the exercises, guides, and books from these trainings, all you got to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com, and I'd be happy to send today's exercise guides and books on the power of presence and understanding that. We are in Columbus, Ohio, so please email me if you'd like to join us at any time on our tour, david@dmeltzer.com. And of course, remind you to be informed or invited to over 200 cities. It's 949-298-2905 to be invited or informed of where we're going to be, 949-298. Want to be informed or invited, do not text me at 949-298-2905. All right, let's get rocking and rolling for today's Napoleon Hill Institute training, our beautiful Friday trainings that we do for over 28 years. We are blessed here today to train on the power of presence. Our presence sets the tone, and the tone sets the outcome. What we do say, think, feel, and believe is the frequency, is the tone, separated by the spaces between the tones, the notes, is what creates the music. Rooms don't respond to titles or accolades. They respond to energy. They respond to clarity. They respond to service. Our intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe today is to learn how to command, to work with, not demand, but command a room, not through our ego, edging goodness and God and gold out of our lives, but through the clarity and harmony, the confidence and the compassionate competence that comes through the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential. By the end of this training, which I will make all the exercises and guides available for you. Just email me. It's posted right there, david@dmeltzer.com. By the end of this training, we will own the first 10 seconds, leading with powerful questions and suggestions instead of force, speaking concisely in the frameworks, blending data with stories and lessons, reading the room like a quarterback reads a defense. And we will close with absolute clarity and harmony, articulating a value to exceed what we're asking for at all times. We are here to create an extraordinary outcome for everyone. Clearer decisions, faster execution, and more trust. In a time when we are in a trust crisis with social siloing and fake news and separation for no other reason than ignorant arrogance. Our standard is simple. Presence over performance. Service over superiority. Action over anxiety. These are the rules of the power of presence. The first lesson in the power of presence is to lead with that intention. Lead with the understanding of what I'm gonna do, say, think, feel, and believe. Do not leave with an agenda, with the outcomes in mind, attaching them to I'll be happy one or I'll control you if. So many people are so worried about what's the matter with you instead of what matters to you. I'm going to repeat that. So many people are so worried about what's the matter with you instead of what matters to you. Intention, what we do say, think, feel, and believe, these five levels of intention align people around the value and the articulation of that value. So many people have rigid agendas that trigger resistance and interference and create these ego-based interferences, these battles, which create a war. We open a meeting by stating, declaring our intention as well as our intention. For example, our goal is for everyone to leave here with clarity and confidence, harmonizing the day with the infinite days ahead, instead of forcing PowerPoint slides one by one. Remember, we're looking for, in the power of presence, we're looking for alignment before advancement. 80% of your time should be spent aligning, then taking action, and in the course preparing for adjustment. We utilize that AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment, which I'm happy to send to everyone from the training today, david@dmelcher.com, if you'd like that lesson, exercise, and guide. When we set the AAA strategy, we set the room's frequency first, and then the execution of that frequency will accelerate, it will aggregate, and it will compound exponentially. We want to make sure we're students of our calendar and that we're opening every item planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, negotiable, non-negotiable, schedule time and non-time. We want to make sure that we're opening each of these items with feeling value to make sure there's aligned in the direction. And we're giving meaning aligned with that direction as well to make sure that we're collaborating the detours in its divinity as well. Make sure you say it and think it and believe it out loud if necessary from the very start. There's a power in this presence. Reconnect to it. Make sure that during the expansion of the skills, the knowledge, and the desire, the capabilities aligning with the divine, that our meaning is aligned as well, and making sure that these adjustments are there in that divine direction when our opportunity closes. We must lead with intention, not with an agenda, to utilize the power of presence. The second lesson in the power of presence is we need to win the first 10 seconds. When we're going to own this presence, when we are in a neighborhood, in a frequency, in a room, the room's attuned to our frequency, our nervous system. When we are capable and able of regulating our nervous system, our frequency, we regulate the room. It's like temperature. It has an equilibrium. An ability to warm a room or cool a room is the same capability that we have with our nervous system to utilize frequency to regulate and accommodate a room in its presence and the power of that presence. We enter grounded, making inclusive eye contact while smiling, utilizing the space between the words, the pauses, and the silence for at least 2 seconds before we speak. We need to win the first 10 seconds in this frequency, neighborhood, and presence. Presence will always precede persuasion. It's the energy that we bring to the room that we are capable and able of creating in order to facilitate, to make easy the transition of not only the logic, but the emotional connection. We can practice the first 10 seconds. We can practice doorway to first words in a choreography just as if we were on Broadway. We can use a slow breathing pattern, one big inhale before we speak. Regulating and checking the frequency of the room, allowing ourselves to hold the space with that frequency, with the power of presence. We start with a service forward micro introduction to set the table, to set the room, to level the room at its frequency of giving and receiving, of being given and asking for more. Living in the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought in which this presence exists so that we can utilize that presence and that unity in order to facilitate a greater good, a higher service, a higher value, and be able to articulate it. But in order to do so, like anywhere else, you got to get up, you got to get started, and you got to start in the right trajectory because you need to own, you need to win the first 10 seconds. Attune the room with your power of presence. The third lesson in the power of presence is you need to ask to lead. Great questions transfer control without force, and they surface shared, stable data definitions of success. Here I utilize a 9-box system, an open-minded, open-ended question system in order to utilize the power of the presence, to understand the value that needs to be articulated and to see how we could be of service or value, to ask to lead. We need to, one, make sure that everyone is attuned to our frequency. They have an open mind and we look for eye contact and smiling. But we also can ask questions or have a little bit of fun and make fun of somebody and see if they have a need to be offended or they're open-minded and they laugh at some joke about a shared experience or item that they're wearing. There's so many different ways to find an open mind. Remember, a closed mind takes 1,000 times the energy minimum to share as an open mind does. So we need a great questions to transfer this control without force about what people like and about what people don't like, about what is working and about what's not working, about what they know and what they don't know, about a subject, a topic, or an expertise in which you would love to communicate or share value and vision with. These great questions will lead us to the great control that exists in two realms. Would it help you if is complete control with no force? And do you know anyone that can help me, which is complete control with no force? As we ask ourselves, what does an extraordinary outcome look like for everyone here? We need to utilize the frequency and attune the neighborhood to the open-ended, open-minded questions of what they like, don't like, what's working, doesn't work, what they know and what they don't know, a core subject matter, topic, and expertise in order to facilitate would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? But in order to find these extraordinary, abundant, infinite opportunities, it's not necessarily the questions and the suggestions in which we take and transfer control with, but it is listening. Our ability to be active listeners, not interrupters where we interrupt people, not waiters where we pretend like we're listening and we're just waiting to interrupt or to tell them what we think, but true active listening. Active listening is the highest form of influence. The definition of being a leader is to be an intelligent follower. And in order to be an intelligent follower, you need to be an active listener to find out where people are at today, meet them there, find out what they know, they don't know, what's working, what's not working, what they like and don't like, and be able to facilitate an adjustment by asking, would it help you if, or do you know someone that could help me? Remember, clarity, confidence, collaboration is co-created. Not demanded, it's commanded, it's co-created, it's not imposed. When we are prepared to ask outcome questions with suggestions or questions and suggestions to understand the timing and the risk tolerance, when we are able and capable of lining and reflecting and collecting and remembering and reflecting back to that remembrance of what we hear to confirm the alignment. When we are asking to lead, when we can confirm, I hear you. What I hear is this. In summary, you're suggesting we do this. This alignment creates more action, creates more adjustment. We want to make sure that we're capturing through a go, no-go plan, the agreed definitions and action items of a win visibly. If you're not using a go-no-go plan in order to manage and to develop a vision after you have a shared vision, after you have an agreement, oral, verbal, written, implied, or even with consideration with payment, you're not going to win. Statistically, you will waste your time chasing people who want to say no, that time, emotion, and value has changed. Give yourself the advantage of a go-no-go plan. If you haven't gotten a go-no-go plan, please. Reach out to me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send the AAA strategy, the go-no-go plan, all with the exercises, guides, and my books of this training, The Power of Presence. Ask the lead. and you will exist with a power far beyond which you could imagine, the power of presence. Lesson 4, breathe, then be brief. Have you ever met anyone where you ask them the time and they give you the history of the clock? Make a suggestion for them to breathe. Make a suggestion that they be brief, concise, articulating the value of what you like, don't like, works, doesn't work, knows, doesn't know, in alignment with the subject matter, topic, or expertise to help you accelerate, aggregate, and compound your divine direction. Breathing is the most essential of all tools. It's what we have to do the most. It's the shortest amount. You can stop eating and live for a while, drinking, live for a while, sleeping, live for a while, moving, live for a while, but you stop breathing, it's a very short while. You'll be brief if you stop breathing. Slow breath slows time because it slows the mind. It slows perception. It allows concise frameworks to make ideas memorable and actionable, two of the most powerful activities, inertia, to accelerate, aggregate, and compound the outcomes exponentially. We want to make sure that we are memorable and actionable. We handle these tough questions not with an immediate response, but with a breath, allowing us to determine, is this interfering with or aligned with my divine direction? And allowing us, if it's interfering, to stop, to breathe fuller, to drop, and to roll into the divine. This three-point framework allows us to get clarity, to harmony, and focus intentionally in the power of the presence, instead of drifting, instead of rambling, instead of accelerating in the wrong trajectory, in the wrong direction. Utilize the breathe and then be brief methodology in order to facilitate where we want to be or better. The less we say, the more our words will matter. If you study the 81 verses of the Tao, if you study Dr. Wayne Dyer's Change Your Life, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, you will realize that we are in a trust crisis. But it is the clarity and harmony and focus, the power of the presence that compounds the trust and alleviates us from this crisis of trust. There's multiple ways to breathe. I use the 4-4-4 breath method before responding. Four breaths in. Hold it for 4 seconds, 4 breaths out. You can also package these points into threes. If anybody would like this as part of the exercise, what is the problem, what is the principle, and what is the play that comes from the problem and the principle? The three P's to package these points to allow us to breathe, but then to be brief. Remember, when your mind and body and soul are on fire, that we stop by breathing, we drop by breathing, and we exhale and we roll by breathing as well. So when the mind, the body, and soul are on fire, you got to stop, breathe, drop, breathe, and roll, breathe into your divine direction, clarifying the actual activity that's aligned most with the divine direction in which we want to be in. These frameworks will help us with the recollection, the rememberments, and the reminders of what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how to get those done. The fifth lesson in the power of presence is that data plus the story plus the lessons equals durable influence. It is the math, it is the numbers that convince so many minds. But it is the narrative, the story, and the lessons that convert those minds into behaviors. And it's the behaviors that aggregate, accelerate, and compound into the outcomes that we desire or better aligned with the divine direction in which we want. So many people don't utilize that data, story, and lessons in order to create the consistent, persistent influence that aggregates, accelerates, and compounds exponentially. When we pair a team or a client story with a key metric, a quantifiable measurement, to not only anchor in the emotional connection to the logic, but to codify and quantify it, and understanding how we utilize this approach to build a culture based off of those values, practices, and execution model, to tell the story and to teach the lessons and utilize the data, because people buy on emotion for logical reasons. So many times I'm coaching people and the truth is vibrating the fastest and the story and the lesson aren't aligned with the truth. The story and the lesson aren't aligned with the divine. The story and the lessons that are utilized in order to effectuate where we are, what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how to get it done. Remember that information is from the logic, right? We have and can inform things into the material and to monetize them. But it is only inspiration and intuition that can transformate, not inform, transform us. Transformation only happens when people feel, think, say, do, and believe the truth, but also can measure it. There needs to be the combination of data, story, lessons in order for there to be this durable influence of the power of the presence. Are you informed or are you transformed? How are you using the data, the lessons, the stories in order to effectuate your information and your transformation? We need to choose these stories carefully. We need to choose the lessons that resonate with ourselves, not just the ones that we strongly agree with when we hear things like, you're either humble or you're about to be, or be more interested than interesting, or be kind to your future self. That resonates with me strongly. Or say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up and your life will change forever. But it is also the relevant stories that we disagree with. It is both of these types of story that proves our point of our divine direction. But it only works when we pair it with the data. We pair it with a statistic or some sort of data or some lesson that allows us to measure the progress, the performance, the potential, the pursuit. If you can't quantify it, you can't measure it. That's why data is so important in order to get an analysis of our progress, not our perfection that lives in the intimate in which we pursue. We need to land on the one-line takeaways tied to outcomes of perceived value, understanding that these outcomes will change the minute they occur. Whether there's evidence or no evidence, or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, these outcomes will be tied to the takeaways, to the lessons that come from the stories, and rely on the data to measure those stories to facilitate the pursuit of our potential. The sixth lesson in the power of the presence is to close with certainty, not anxiety. Worrying is a duplicative negative. It not only interferes with where you want to be or better, but it actually is wishing for what you don't want. The same as other needs or interferences of the response to the reaction to fear, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. Excessive worrying, it will interfere with the infinite amount of energy, intuition, intelligence, inspiration that we are part and parcel to, that oneness of the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we belong to. It will drain by interfering all that exists, and it will be the momentum killer. It is the clarity, the balance, the harmony that creates the motion and the emotion and the confidence and the comfortability that creates the ease that allows us to access and recover more and more and more in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Instead of fixating on the outcomes, on our competitors, on the future, we will close with one, what we agreed upon in a go, no-go plan. What our next steps are in a go, no-go plan. Who the owners are, the power sponsors, and decision makers in our go, no-go plan and all the dates that coordinate and coincide with these different criteria of a go, no-go plan. One of the other aspects of a go, no-go plan is it allows us to regulate the time, emotion, and value that changes the minute, the instant that we come to an agreement, so that we have no fixation on the outcome, no fixation on our competitors, no fixations on what doesn't exist, what's missing, or we don't have. We simply have a go, no-go plan to help guide us to accelerate the yes or dump the no, to give permission that things have changed, to alter what we have agreed upon, allowing us to close with certainty, not anxiety, to create certainty in the process by knowing what we agreed on, next steps, the owners, power sponsors, and decision makers, and the dates that correspond. And if they don't follow the date on the third time, they don't follow the date, we simply say it's not the right time. When it is, let me know. In this trust crisis, we trust that future solutions, which are called resolutions, because every problem, struggle, pain has a solution already in it. It's just a lapse of time before we find the solution, or what's called the resolution or the resolution, that we trust that these future resolutions will emerge if we have the power of presence to be intentional, and we use that trust to act today, utilizing a guide of a go, no-go plan, and don't use it to justify why we're not where we want to be or why the actions didn't occur. If you'd like the go, no-go plan, by the way, david@dmeltzer.com, as well the 3-no rule that coincides with the dates that are on the go, no-go plan. We are always closing with these 4 clarifies of knowing the what, the next, the who, and the when. We utilize that in the context of a go, no-go plan and the 3-no rule in order to accelerate the yes and dump the no's. No greater waste than chasing someone that's never going to say yes, that's afraid to say no, that's afraid to tell you time, emotion, and values changes, and I change my mind. We need to set these near-term action items of the what, the next, the who, and the when, utilizing a go, no-go plan to create winnable goals, to create momentum, to clear the interference between where we want to be and better and what we're doing to react to the interference or the fear of that. We need to utilize the go, no-go plan to concisely recap and schedule and quantify the next touch points and the next in order to lead us to the final outcome that we desire or better, giving deference to the time, emotion, and value that instantly changes when we come to an agreement, whether it's oral, written, implied, even with consideration, which is payment. We need to close with certainty, not anxiety. We need to utilize the go, no-go plan and the 3-no rule to find out what we agreed on, what our next steps are, who the owner, power sponsors, and decision makers are, and give them their appropriate dates in order to effectuate the inevitable time, emotion, and value, which are going to change and stay aligned in the divine direction in which we want to be in, or better. This is the power of the presence. Excessive worrying interferes with the infinite energy, intuition, intelligence, inspiration, and it is presence and the power of that presence that creates the motion of emotion, the energy in motion, allowing us to live in the flow, allowing us to live in the flow to go in the divine direction in which we know. We didn't need more time. We needed more clarity, harmony. It is with this harmony comes from how we show up, not when we show up. It is this power of presence that allows us to set the tone, the frequency that sets the outcomes. Our intention today is to command the room when we walk in the first 10 seconds through the clarity, confidence, and compassion, to lead with intention, not an agenda, making sure we have alignment before advancement. We need to win the room, win the neighborhood, win the collective in the first 10 seconds, because it's the room that attunes to the frequency, to the nervous system. And when we regulate ours, we regulate the room. Its presence precedes persuasion. But we need to ask to lead. We need to understand that we can transfer control without force and utilizing a shared stable data of success. Remember, listening, active listening, is the highest form of influence. It is clarity that creates collaboration and co-creation and commandment. It is not imposed. Utilize. Don't be an interrupter. Don't be a waiter. Be an active listener and ask to lead. We got to breathe. Use the 444. Breathe to stop. Breathe to drop and breathe to roll. Make sure you breathe and then be brief. Don't give the history of the clock. The less we say, the more our words will matter. Clarity will compound to trust in the trust crisis. Breathe, then be brief. It is the data plus the story and the lesson that equals the durable influence. Numbers convince mind, narratives convert behavior. Information is the monetization and materialization. Transformation happens when people do say, think, feel the truth and can measure it. Use the data, the lessons, the stories to reach that durable influence. And then finally, close with certainty, not anxiety. Utilize the go, no, go plan, which I will send you at David@dmeltzer.com to find out what we agreed on, next steps, who the owners, the sponsors, power sponsors, decision makers are, and give them their rightful dates to figure out the time, emotion, and value as it changes and stay aligned with those that want to close and those who change their mind. We trust the future solutions will emerge. It's the resolution. It's just a lapse of time. So act today, not justifying it with inaction. We now own intention over agenda to align the room, the first 10 seconds to set the frequency, the power questions to lead by listening, the breathe then to be brief to make words matter, data and story and lessons to include both logic and emotion, and the discipline to close with certainty, with harmony, so momentum continues in the ease with the go-no-go plan. But we commit to trusting that our future resolutions will emerge, and we are using that to trust to act today. Thank you for raising the room with us. Let's measure our success by value created, trust earned, and momentum gained. Because when we raise the room raises the opportunity, the options, and the touches of favor by utilizing the power of presence. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute Friday weekly training, the power of presence. And I'm David Meltzer. If you'd like the exercises, guides, the plans, the AAA, the go, no, go plan, the three no rule, email me, David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.